This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
If you asked me to rank which cloud provider is the best developer experience, I'd be hard-pressed to choose a platform that isn't Google Cloud. Their developer experience is unparalleled in the early stages of building something great. That translates directly into velocity. Try it yourself with the Google for Startups Cloud program over at cloud.google.com/startup. It'll give you up to $100,000 a year for each of the first 2 years in Google Cloud credits for companies that range from bootstrapped all the way on up to Series A. Go build something and then tell me about it. My thanks to Google Cloud for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. The year is winding down. Happy holidays. After a year of complaining, both from me as well as other more storied professionals about Azure's security posture, their VP of Security Engineering finally published a post describing their approach to cloud vulnerabilities. It's a start and more than we've seen from them to date. Please keep going. Panther deployed YubiKeys internally and blogged about it. It's super refreshing to see someone talking about the painful parts of this kind of deployment. A hat tip goes to Scott Piper for surfacing it. LastPass has yet again suffered a breach and published a no-content advisory that TechCrunch took the time to parse through. At this point, using LastPass is approaching "you're being negligent" levels of behavior. They've had so many breaches and near misses that I just have no faith in their ability to secure their environment. Given what they are, that's untenable. It's been a while since I paid any attention to IBM Cloud. Apparently, Wiz decided to poke around a bit and found a whole bunch of security issues, which should surprise nobody. AWS had a couple of interesting announcements. One is prepare for consolidated controls view and consolidated control findings in AWS Security Hub. Ooh, this is a roadmap announcement as well as what to do on your end to prepare for it. I like this quite a bit.
This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Veeam. Do you care about backups? Of course you don't. Nobody cares about backups. Stop lying to yourselves. You care about restores, usually right after you didn't care enough about backups. If you're tired of the vulnerabilities, costs, and slow recoveries when using snapshots to restore your data, assuming that you even have them at all, living in AWS land, there's an alternative for you. Check out Veeam. That's V-E-E-A-M for secure, zero-fuss AWS backup that won't leave you high and dry when it's time to restore. Stop taking chances with your data. Talk to Veeam. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
And there was a reported ECR public gallery issue. A wild issue with the ability to arbitrarily alter public images in Amazon's ECR. Their response is top flight, but I'm astounded at the potential blast radius of something like this and that it made it into the wild for this long. And over in the tools world, OS Query turns your operating system into a database, but wait, hear me out. It instruments a lot of things about your operating system and lets you query them via traditional SQL. Run this across a fleet of servers and you've suddenly got a very deep level of insight into what's going on in your environment. Check it out. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. Thanks for listening. More to come in the new year.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.